This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to the stories of the prophets, and this is session or episode number 21. Episode 21, we're still with the lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. 21 lessons or 21 sessions so far, alhamdulillah. And we're still, this is session number 4, just talking about the lessons of from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Wa alaikum salam everyone, hope you all doing great. Jazakum Allah khair for joining again. Barakallahu feekum. We're still with the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. We covered many prophets today. We covered many prophets so far. We covered Adam alayhi salam. We covered Sheet. We covered Idris. We covered Nuh. We covered Hud, Saleh, Ibrahim alayhim salam, and then and Ismail and Yaqub, and then and Ishaq, and Yusuf alayhim salam. So mashallah, we've done quite few prophets. For those of you who've just joined, you can always go back and check out these sessions or these episodes. They're on alhamdulillah YouTube, they're on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. Alhamdulillah, the brother who's actually doing the taking care of my YouTube page and all those videos spoke to me yesterday, and Allahumma lak alhamd, amazingly enough, to get a 9 out of 10, you know, for these videos is something, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. I don't know much about the ratings on YouTube and Google. I don't know who rates them, but you know, he works with many other people. Normally, sometimes you get 2 or 3, but alhamdulillah, those videos I have, they get from 6 to 9 out of 10. Allahumma lak alhamd. You know, it is tawfiq from Allah Azza wa Jal. And there's not Muslims rating these things. You know, this is Google or YouTube rating them. So there's ratings. They have these certain ratings for the videos. So alhamdulillah, those videos have been getting very, very high rating. Allahumma lak alhamd. Praise be to Allah Azza wa Jal. And with your, mashallah, feedback and your support and your dua, we're here, you know, free of charge. Maybe this is why I'm getting high rating. free sabilillah of charge. So anyways, brothers and sisters, welcome all of you to the stories of the prophets, and this is episode number 21 about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, learning or lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Session number 4, just talking about Yusuf alayhi salam. So the first two sessions were just merely, you know, introduction, you know, just preview about the Yusuf alayhi salam. And the two last episodes, that's when we started, in fact, just yesterday, that's when we officially started with the tafsir of Yusuf alayhi salam, Surah Yusuf alayhi salam. All right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the surah with Alif Lam Ra, which we call Huruf At-Tahajji in the science of the Quran, right? Huruf At-Tahajji. Alif Lam Ra. تلك آيات الكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبت إني رأيت 11 كوكبا يا أبت إني رأيت 11 كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين قال يا بني قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين وكذلك يجتبيك ربك ويعلمك من تأويل الأحاديث ويتم نعمته عليك وعلى آل يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك من قبل إبراهيم وإسحاق إن ربك عليم حكيم لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين This is what we left off yesterday, my brothers and sisters, up to when they, these brothers, all together, they plotted to kill Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam, he saw that dream. He told his father, "Oh my father, I saw a dream, a vision. In that dream, I saw 11 stars, including, plus the sun and the moon, all prostrating to me." The father says, "Oh my beloved son, do not share this dream with your brothers. Do not share this dream with your brothers." And then he related that to the plot of Shaitan, to the plot of Shaitan. And yesterday we also talked about, Yaqub alayhi salam, playing that amazing role of the father, right? Plays that amazing role of the father, also not only na'am, not to share that dream with his brothers because fearing the plot and the maliciousness, or that malicious act from his brothers, but also to care for the feelings of his brothers, right? To empathize with the feelings of his brothers. So he told him not to share that dream with them. And then the father, he said something nice because Yusuf is still perturbed. What is my dream? Why shouldn't I share it with my brothers? And then he told him, وَكَذَلِكَ يَشْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ And your Lord, my beloved Yusuf, O my son, your Lord will, choose you and will bless you and will teach you the interpretations of dreams. So he's giving him all. So the father, he understood the dream. He understood the dream, for him to tell him, and Allah Azza wa Jal will choose you, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will bless you, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will teach you from the interpretation of dreams. So he's trying to comfort him and to give him some reassurance because Yusuf alayhi salam was still kind of, disturbed and perturbed, from that dream. And then he connected that with Shaitan, as I mentioned yesterday, brothers and sisters, that, that he is the Shaitan. He's the one who ignites all these, and fuel and stirs these heart diseases, these grudges and resentments that, his brothers will have against him and whatnot. His father connected that with Shaitan. And he told him, "In the Shaitan, insani adu mubin. Shaitan, he is the adu mubin. He is the enemy of mankind." So they said, "Let us kill Yusuf or kick him out in the desert. That way, your father will, you will have nobody else. He will have you, and then your father will care more about you." And then they said, "Once we kill Yusuf, we will become qawm salihin," right? We will become qawm salihin, meaning we'll become righteous. We'll become good. And we talked about this yesterday, right? People who say sometimes, "Once I, inshallah, graduate, I'm going to start praying. Once I get married, I'll start praying. Once I find a job, I'll start praying. Once, inshallah ta'ala, I go to Hajj in Mecca, I will start praying," and so on and so forth. "Once I, inshallah, get married, I'll put the hijab on. Once, right? And I will become good." So these people, they said the same thing. They said, we'll kill Yusuf and then we'll become good. We'll become righteous people. Right? And then there, one of them, apparently the eldest one, he said, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ لَا تَقْتُلُوا يُوسُفَ لَا تَقْتُلُوا يُوسُفَ وَأَلْقُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبَّ يَلْتَقِطُهُ بَعْدُ السَّيَّارَةِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. He said, do not kill Yusuf, but just throw him into غَيَابَةِ الْجُبَّ. Al-Jub, which is that, you know, that, not the well, it's that pit, but which is very, very deeper and darker in the middle of nowhere, right? In the desert. There's no signs, there's no trees. There's normally, I mentioned yesterday, you know, when you have wells, they happen to be in, you know, in these villages or towns or in the, you know, not in the middle, like in the desert, in the out, you know, where there's nowhere. Because these people, these girls, these boys, they went, you know, in the desert playing and running and hunting, you know, but there is, subhanAllah, like I said yesterday, it is Allah Azza wa Jal who orchestrated the whole thing. And you will understand this more as we go along with the story. So they said, you know, one of them said, don't kill him, but just throw him into the desert. I mean, into this well. And then some sayara, some people who'd be those travelers, you know, if they were to pass by that well, you know, they will, you know, try to get some water. And then they may, you know, he will become their servant or whatnot. So just let's throw him without killing him. So they went to their father. So this is new now. This is what we talked about so far yesterday. Let's start our new session, brothers and sisters. First of all, how are you all doing? Before I start, how are you all doing? How's everyone doing? Nasima, good to see you. Thank you for coming again. How are you? How's Saadia, Hanaw, Shahnaz? How's everyone? How's Mu'nisa and Layla and Baraka Hearts and Saadia, Yanin and Karima and all of you? How are you people doing? Are you okay? Yasmin, how are you, Sister Yasmin? Alhamdulillah, you're good, really good. Allahumma lak alhamd and munazza. Allahumma lak alhamd. One brother, you know, last Friday after khutbah, he came to me, says, do you know Sister Munazza? You know, I was giving khutbah at the Nexus Mosque in Mississauga. He says, you know, oh, I said, the brother, you went with me for Hajj. He says, yeah, we went with you for Hajj. You know, you're all doing great, alhamdulillah. Nawal doing great. Allahumma lak alhamd. Fine. Zakum Allah khair. Marakallahu fikum. I'm just checking on you, okay? I'm just checking on you. Allahumma lak alhamd. I'm doing great here as well. Allahumma lak alhamd. Tomorrow is Friday again. So things go so fast, subhanAllah, right? It goes really fast. So let us start. Let us start. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Now we're back to verse 11. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir
rajim. Qalu ya abana, qalu ya abana, ma laka la ta'manna ala Yusuf. Qalu ya abana, ma laka la ta'manna ala Yusuf wa inna lahu lanasihun. أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظون.
They said, oh, our father, why don't you let Yusuf come with us and play as we all go, you know, and hunt, so let him come with us. Why he's always there with you, you know, let him come with you. إنا له لنصحون. We're just giving him advice. أرسله معنا غدا يلعب ويرتع. Send him with us. Let him play. Let him have fun with us. And Yusuf, he was not, you know, he never went out with his brothers, his elder brothers. And, you know, younger brother, he always wants to accompany his older brother, right? He takes him as his role model. When you have a younger one and then the elder one. So the younger one always wants to be with the elder one. Although the elder one, you know, oftentimes says, no, you know, I have my own friends. You're too young. You're too little. You know, let me be with my... So, but the younger one always wants to be with the elder. So he got so excited. Yes, I want to go with my brothers. I want to go with my brothers. That, you know, so he got excited. And then the father said, قَالَ إِنِّي لَيَحْزُنُنِي أَن تَذْهَبُوا بِهِ وَأَخَافُ أَن يَأْكُلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَأَخَافُ أَن يَأْكُلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَأَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ قَالُوا لَئِنْ أَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إِنَّا إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ. The father said, I'm afraid that if you were to take him with you, the wolf, you will forget about him, and the wolf will, you know, attack him and kill him. They said, because the father is, you know, of course, you know, some people, they think, and I learned this from my parents, subhanAllah, you know, it's an Arabi thing, right? But it makes perfect sense. Because sometimes kids, we feel, oh, why parents sometimes they favor one over another. There is a saying that says, you know, there is a saying that says the you know, the youngest one is not favored. He's always loved until he becomes old. And the one who is sick is always loved until he becomes, you know, until he recovers. And the one who is traveling, he's always loved until he comes back. So it's not like, you know, loving one over another. Yes, sometimes, you know, the one who is, you know, who is soft with his parents, the one who is lovable, the one who is who serves his parents and who honors them. Maybe the parents will, you know, it's not that we love him more, but they you'll see that, although they shouldn't see that favorism, but it just, subhanAllah, isn't, of course, you know, he's the one who's always soft and cares and whatnot, and gentle. The parents will, you know, will side a little bit with him or with her, you know, versus the one who's always naughty, causing problems and whatnot, you know, breaking his parents' brain and head, you know, causing problems all the time, you know. But they say, you know, the baby, until he grows up. And the one who's traveling until he comes back. And the one who's sick until he recovers. So the father says, I'm afraid he's a little kid. You know, you may want, you know, you'll go play and forget about him. And the wolf will come and kill him. They said, Ya Abana. قالوا لئن أكله الذئب ونحن عصبة إن إذا لخاسرون. They said, no, father, we're big, we're in number, يعني we're too many in number, we're too much of us, يعني too many of us, and if we were to go and play, of course we're going to leave somebody, you know, to guard him. We won't let him, you know, be alone. ونحن عصبة. We're so many, you know, we're so many. There's no way that we can forget about him. Just trust us. Trust us. We will, you know, he will have fun. فَلَمَّا ذَهَبُوا بِهِ وَأَجْمَعُوا أَنْ يَجْعَلُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ They took him, and Yusuf, he noticed. He's happy, right? He's smiling, he's laughing. My brothers, we go and finally having fun. But when they were with the father, they were laughing and smiling at him and hugging him. As soon as they came out from the town, and you know, they were not nowhere to be seen, their reaction over their brother changed. Earlier they were laughing and smiling and hugging him. Now their reaction changed because the father is not to see them and they were nowhere to be seen, and they started pushing him. They're not laughing at him, with him. They're not smiling. They're not holding his hand or whatnot. They're pushing him. Guys, is this a game? Are we playing a game? You know, why are you not laughing with me no more? Why are you not smiling at me no more? Why are you not, you know, hugging me no more? Move. Move. They just like moving him. All of a sudden, they stopped him somewhere in the middle of nowhere, stripped him off, took his shirt off, and then they carried him. Okay, what kind of game is this, brothers? What kind of game is this? They're not talking. They just carried him and went into this pit to throw him into this pit. Guys, I don't like this game. I am not happy with this game. I don't like it. I don't like it. I thought it was going to be fun, but this is no fun. Guys, what are you doing? What are you doing? And they're not talking. They just like, drop. And then they just go and throw him. And of course, he's trying to defend himself. He's trying to say, no, please don't do this. The Quran does not go into details, but we just, you know, you have to understand and live with this story. Live with the story. This is what, you know, the stories of the Quran, the stories of the prophets. You know, live with the story. So they come in to take him and throw him into the well, and you think he's going to say, thank you. He's laughing. Yeah, good job. Good job. You think he's going to do that? I'm just going to cry. He's going to shout. He's going to say, guys, you know, what is this? He's going to say something. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Yusuf alayhi salam not to worry. We're going to take care of them. And brothers and sisters, they came at night because they went during the day. They finished their job early enough. They could have come back early enough to see their dad. But they came late at night. Late at night.
وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا قالوا يا أبانا إنا ذهبنا نستبق وتركنا يوسف عند متاعنا وتركنا يوسف عند متاعنا فأكله الذئب وما أنت بمؤمن لنا ولو كنا صادقين وجاءوا على قميصه بدم كذب قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون.
Brothers, sisters, why did they come late at night, crying, telling their father, "Oh, father, we went to play and we left Yusuf guarding our stuff, and the wolf came and attacked him"? Why they came during the night? Why they came during the night? Crying, telling the father, "Oh, father, we went to plan, we left Yusuf guarding our stuff, and we were not too far. We were there, but the wolf came from nowhere and attacked him and killed him." Why do you think they went during the night? Crocodile tears to the father, cannot see that well in the dark. Yes, Mu'nisa, that's it, correct. Correct. Very correct. Very correct. Absolutely. They came at night. My brothers and sisters, you know, these people, they live in the desert, right? It's like, in the tribe somewhere, in the tents and everything. There's no electricity. There's no lights, right? So they came at night. And if they have to light up, then they would use maybe a candle or some fire or something, right? They had no light, no daylight, so they came at night with those crocodile tears, like you said, Mu'nisa, so that the father cannot see, the true tears at night, so that the father cannot see their reactions, their faces, their reactions truly at night. Because, my brothers and sisters, if you're lying, the eye can tell if you're lying. Your eyes can tell if you're lying. Yes, sir. By the way, I teach this. You know what I teach it? I teach it in personal development. I teach it when I teach leadership, when I teach public speaking. When I teach public speaking, alhamdulillah, because I'm certified public speaker. I took it from the US, and I took courses, from Toastmasters about public speaking and whatnot, right? So the eyes, people can teach these things, by the way. When you talk to somebody and that person look up, or look down, look right, or look left, or look upright, or up left. Everywhere you look, there is a meaning, subhanAllah. That's why, as I said, the eyes can tell whether you're lying or not lying. This is why those of you who travel a lot, right? So I learned this, So when you go to the borders, let's say the British borders, or the American borders, or Canadian borders, right? When they sort of like interview you or try to interrogate you, they always look at your eyes. They look at you. They want to see what you look at when you answer their questions, because they know whether you're lying or not lying. They will look at your eyes. They will look at your side, maybe your ears. They will look. They will look at your hands, where you put your hands. These gestures. They can tell. They can tell, because this is a science which you can study. Subhanallah, it's a science. These posters, it's all true. And you can study, you know, it's physiology, right? You study that person and can tell you so much. So they came at night. They will be talking to the father. The father won't be able to look at the eyes. Long time ago, brothers and sisters, long time ago, there was this qadi, you know, this judge by the name of Shuraih. Very famous qadi, famous judge, Islami. He's from the time of the predecessors. Any predecessors, those who came after the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one day, a woman came, you know, two women came. They had a case, you know. They were so they had an argument with one another, and they came to court. And who's the judge? This man by the name of Shuraih. So one of them was crying and the other one was not. And then Shuraih, the judge, kept asking the one who's crying, kept asking her and asking her more questions and asking her more questions. There was a man from the predecessors by the name of Al-A'mash, very well known Muhaddith, Al-A'mash. He told Shuraih, he told the judge, stop asking her questions. Stop. Yani, you look what you're doing. She's already crying. Can't you see she's going through pain? Can't you see the pain that she's in and on? She's crying. Stop. Stop. Give her. You're giving her so much hard time. Stop. Shuraih said, the brothers of Yusuf, they came out crying too. And they were liars. He says, the brothers of Yusuf, they came out crying too, and they were liars. You know, those parents who are here, they will understand. You know, when you have girls and boys, and sometimes they get into a fight, you know, boys and girls. And then who comes running to the dad first? The girls, of course, crying, Baba, Baba, he hit me, he hit me. May Allah forgive me. May Allah forgive me. I just go to Omar, my son, and say, I want to give it. What did you, hey, Omar, I want to just go and hit him. And then Baba said, Baba, no, she's the one who did it, not me. She's the one, I didn't do anything. The girls, the girls, I'm telling you. The girls, they came crying, you know, to you, Baba, Baba, Omar. They always blame the boys. And they come out crying. The boy just sitting, you know, just he's not going to come crying. Even if that, you know, but the girls and we fathers, we have that thingy with the girls, right? You know, we, because they're soft, they're lenient. So we're lenient with them as well. But sometimes well, what can we do? You know, it's not like a mistake. But sometimes we react and we shouldn't, right? So the man told him, the brothers of Yusuf, they came out crying, but they were wrong too. They were liars. They lied. You know, if two people came to you, you know, if two people come to you, you know, and one has lost his eye, you know, don't rule for him. And look at the other guy. Maybe the other guy lost both eyes. Maybe the other guy, he lost both eyes, right? So this is the job of a qadi, of a judge, who is actually very, very, a just judge. A fair, just judge. So here is the story, subhanAllah, you know, they came out crying at night, so that the father does not see, you know, their faces and their eyes, because the eyes would tell that, you know, these people are definitely lying. Not only that, brothers and sisters, you see, when somebody lies, you can tell, you know, in so many ways. You know what they said? They said something else. For me, this tells that they are absolutely liars. They said, وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيصِهِ They said, فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ Just this statement right here, this phrase, tells that they're liars.
وما أنت بمؤمن لنا ولو كنا صادقين. And you follow, and you won't even believe us. Even if we're speaking the truth, you won't believe us. Why would you say something like that? وما أنت بمؤمن لنا ولو كنا صادقين. Even if, you know, you will never believe us. You will never believe us. Even ولو كنا, ولو, even if we were. Which means you're not. Which means you're not. Because this is, even if we were. ولو كنا, ولو in Arabic. Even if we were truthful, even when we were speaking the truth, you won't believe us. ولو كنا صادقين. And on top of that, they said,
وجاءوا على قميصه بدم كذب قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون.
What? And they brought with them, وجعل قميصي بدم كذب. They went and they slaughtered, they took some goat, they slaughtered the goat, they took the blood, and they splashed that blood on the shirt, and they brought the shirt to the father. The father, father, dad, look, you know, you're not going to believe us, but look at the shirt, look at the blood. You know what the father said, Yaqub? The father said, the Yaqub said, what a very nice wolf. What a very nice wolf. He took my son's shirt, he attacked my son and killed my son, and he did not tear up the shirt. They left the shirt as is. One more thing that they're liars. One more thing to show that they're liars. You know, saying to the father, oh my father, look, here's a shirt, you know, with the blood. Look at it. You know, if you don't believe us, look at the shirt. The father said, what a very nice wolf. He attacked my son and he did not tear up his shirt. You know, because they forgot. They were so dumb, with all their respects for Allah. Yani. They were dumb. They were, you know, they took the shirt, but they did not, you know, tear it apart or anything, right? They just left it as is. They slaughtered a goat, took the blood of the goat and splashed it on the shirt. One more thing, that they're liars. But Yusuf Miskin, where is he now? Yusuf Miskin, he's still in the 12 years old. A little boy, 12 years old, you know. Where is he? He's in the well, he's in that pit. You know, he's in the desert at night where the, subhanAllah, very, very cold in the desert when at night, very cold. During the day, it's very hot. And he's shirtless. Imagine very cold, without clothes, hungry, thirsty. Maybe he's hearing the sound of snakes and scorpions, right? Very terrified, 12 years old. Any boy will go crazy. Any boy, any human being, for that sense, not just a boy, any human being, let alone a young kid thrown into this, you know, pit by himself, and shirtless, hungry, thirsty, scared, dark at night, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the desert, the darkness of the pit that he's in. Very scary. Brothers and sisters, I have a question. What is the relationship right here? What is the relationship right here between Yusuf and Ibrahim? All right, huh? What is the relationship right here between Yusuf and Ibrahim? You should pick this up quickly. You should pick it up very quickly. There is a relationship. He's a prophet and he's a prophet. They're both prophets, yes. But what is the resemblance between the two, Ibrahim and Yusuf? Trust in God, yes. The fire, Layla, what does that mean, the fire? What does that mean? What is the resemblance here between Ibrahim and Yusuf? Hasbunallahu ni'ma.
Yes, Sa'diyah. Ibrahim was thrown into the fire. That's good. Ibrahim was thrown into the fire and Yusuf was thrown into the pit. This is the resemblance. You see the resemblance? They were both thrown. Thank you, Morkain. Exactly, Morkain. Very good. He was thrown into the fire. Yes. Ibrahim was thrown into the fire. Right? So they were both thrown. They were both thrown somewhere. One was thrown into the fire and he was a kid. Right? He was only 16 years old. And the other one was thrown into the pit when he is a kid. So look at that resemblance. Look at that relationship between the two. Right? Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, I want to quickly make a quick note. Beautiful note here. A beautiful note. Side note. About the father. The father. The father says, the father, he says, Yaqub, he says,
بَلْ قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ.
The father, the wise father, although he knew that his kids were lying, he knew. It's just so clear, so, you know, obvious that they were lying. Yet, he is so wise, he only told them, قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. This is your nafs, your soul, your ego. You know, you plotted you to do something bad. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. I will only show this beautiful patience. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. I delegate my affairs to Allah. صَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. He did not tell them, you liars! They're still his kids. He did not attack them. You liars. But his murabbi, Yaqub, his murabbi, right? Tarbiyah. This is tarbiyah. We call it in Arabic tarbiyah. Also in Urdu, I think it's called tarbiyah, right? This is tarbiyah, his murabbi. He's not to tell them, you liars, you thieves, you killers, you this, you that. They're still his kids. He blamed the shaitan. Now he's telling them, your soul plotted you to do something bad. I'm going to show beautiful patience. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Beautiful patience, my brothers and sisters. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. I delegate my affairs to Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal is off this. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. This woman, my brothers and sisters, she was crying when she lost her son, her baby. She was crying. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, passed by and he went to comfort her. And then she told him, leave me alone. You don't know what I've been hit with. Leave me alone. You don't know what has inflicted upon me. Leave me alone. She did not know it was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She didn't know. So the Prophet Muhammad, he left. The people went to her, telling her, do you know who that man was? That was Rasulullah. That was Rasulullah. So she went running to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, I'm sorry, I didn't know who you were. I'm sorry, I really did not know. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. The true patience, the beautiful patience, the true patience is at the first strike. Is at the first strike. You know, when you are hitting first with some, may Allah forbid, some calamity, some adversity, what do you say? Some people say bad words, some people swear, some people, you know, some people say, why me? Why me? It's not fair. Some people are quiet. Some people say, Alhamdulillah. Inna masabr, the true patience comes, you know, during the first strike. First, right? So, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. The father said, beautiful patience. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وجاءت سيارة فأرسلوا واردهم فأدلى دلوه.
Here comes the breakthrough. The breakthrough.
وجاءت سيارة فأرسلوا واردهم فأدلى دلوه قال يا بشرى قال يا بشرى قال يا بشرى هذا غلام وأسروه بضاعة والله عليم بما يعملون.
And a traveler they came by. Subhanallah, a traveler they came by in the middle of the desert. All of a sudden they felt thirsty. In the middle of the desert they felt thirsty. Normally travelers, when they travel in the desert, they will have enough water with them because they know if they travel, the journey will require a lot of water. So they will have water, but they run out. Ajib, they ran out, subhanallah, as they reached that place where it was near the well, near that pit. Look how it is all orchestrated. They felt thirsty and they ran out of water. So they sent one of them to say, go, oh, subhanAllah, look, there is a well right there. Go get us some water. So he went, he had a bucket, threw in the bucket. Yusuf alayhi salam from down below, he heard something moving, something clack, 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 something cracking or whatnot. Oh, it's a bucket. He held onto the bucket. The guy, he felt like the bucket is heavy now, right? Okay, I got enough water. So he pulled it up. He pulled it up, pulled it up, pulled it up. Instead of water, he saw this beautiful boy. A beautiful boy. A beautiful, beautiful, handsome, handsome boy. Water, boy. What did he say? He says,
قَالَ يَا بُشْرَى يَا بُشْرَى. Oh, what an amazing, great news. يَا بُشْرَى هَذَا غُلَام. It's a boy. غُلَام, غُلَام. يَا بُشْرَى هَذَا غُلَام. وَأَسَرُّهُ بِضَاعَةٍ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ.
And they used him as merchandise. Who? The Prophet. The son of the Prophet. The son of the Prophet. The son of the Prophet. He will become a slave. They will sell him in the markets of Egypt. For another amazing thing to happen. Why this minister of Egypt, this trustee, the man who used to be responsible about the finance of Egypt, like the financial minister or the minister of finance, let's call him the minister of finance. He is the one who will come and buy him. Why him particularly to buy Yusuf alayhi salam? The prophet, the son of the prophet, the son of the prophet, the son of the prophet will be sold in the markets as a slave. For another amazing story to happen. Oh, you don't know, maybe you don't. I'm sure a lot of you would not understand why particularly him, that minister of finance, you know, that trustee, you know, will buy, purchase. He will purchase Yusuf alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ. And sharaw in Arabic, sharaw yashtari. Look, here's a little thing about Arabic, brothers and sisters. In Arabic, we say to buy means to yashtari. Yashtari is to buy something. To buy something. But they did not buy Yusuf. They sold him. Why did they say here, washarawhu? Washarawhu. This is Arabic. This is very deep, by the way. This is very profound. You know, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, washarawhu. Sharaw in Arabic meaning, in Arabic you say, you know, you don't buy, they sold him. But why here they said, Allah said, washarawhu. Tomorrow, inshallah, I shall let you know. Tomorrow we'll carry on, inshallah ta'ala, more with the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Why the minister of Egypt, why him particularly will, you know, buy Yusuf, and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they bought him versus they sold him. Allah in the Quran says, they bought him. Why? More and more and more. And who is this woman? Who is this woman? You know, who is this woman who will be the wife of that minister? And how is he going to live there? And how would he know at what point, at what age he will know, my brothers and sisters, that he is a prophet? He does not know yet. At what age he would know that he is a prophet? All that we will talk about, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, because we're going to move from one episode to another, one scene. It's like a movie, huh? It's like a movie. The scene with his father, the scene with his brothers in the desert, another scene, you know, when the travelers, they came to buy, you know, water, you know, from that well. And then comes another scene when he will be sold, and then another scene in the palace. And then another scene in jail. And then another scene. I'm going to take you from one scene to another. I'm playing, you know, I am Alfred Hitchcock here. You know, not Hitchcock, the Arabi. You know, I'm the one, I'm the producer, right? Astaghfirullah, not me. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. I'm only using the story and making it look or sound like a movie so that you people can visualize the story and live with the story, inshallah ta'ala. That's all. So that you people can, inshallah ta'ala, live and visualize the story. You know, so I'm the producer of that food movie, inshallah ta'ala. Until tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, I wish you all a great evening. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you, Lula Robe and Saadia Khan and Humaira and those of you on Facebook. And who else is there? Morkain, Shahnaz, Kabir, Humaira, Toqir, Iman, Humair, Muslima, Zoya, all of you, thank you for joining. Nawal, Zakallah Khair. Barakallahu feekum for joining. Munazza, thank you for joining. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. Those of you who've come in late, I'm so sorry. We've been starting this, you know, for months. 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK Time. You can always go back and watch the sessions. They're all recorded on Facebook, YouTube, and they are on my Instagram as well. Thank you so much for joining. Barakallahu feekum. Again, one more time, wishing you a peaceful, beautiful, prosperous evening, day, night, wherever you are. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.